The verse is labelled, "A lame man is healed." One day, Peter and John went to the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the hour for prayer. There at the beautiful gate, as it was called, was a man who had been lame all his life. Every day he was carried to the gate to beg for money from the people who were going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John going in, he begged them to give him something. They looked straight at him, and Peter said, "Look at us." So he looked at them, expecting to get something from them. But Peter said to him, "I have no money at all, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I order you to get up and walk." Then he took him by his right hand and helped him up. At once the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and started walking around. Then he went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. The people there saw him walking and praising God, and when they recognized him as the beggar who had sat at the beautiful gate, they were all surprised and amazed at what had happened to him.
You know, there's someone here this morning that's got an important name. Joshua. Do you know what your name means? Does anyone know? Joshua was from the Old Testament, and he led the people into the land of Israel. He said to the Israelites, "Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, Joshua is derived from Yeshua, Messiah. Isn't that beautiful? Now, names are important. Names have been, or the authority of names has been lost a lot these days because everything's spread out into government control. But years ago, if someone said, "Stop in the name of the king," what would you do? You'd stop because of the authority of that name. The authority of the name. We've just been singing Jesus, name above all names. What authority is there in that name? In our reading, Peter and John were going into the temple. Now, interesting choice. Peter had denied the name of Jesus. Before the crucifixion, Peter said, "I don't know him. I don't know him." And yet here they go into the temple, and the man who is lame asks for welfare, basically. And Peter and John say, "Well, silver and gold, we haven't got. But what we do have, I freely give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." There was power in that name. They knew the power of that name, because that name had been buried and raised again. Jesus, the Son of God, The father turned his face away. But death could not hold him. You know, Jesus had said to his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Go in my name. So I guess they took Jesus at his word, which wasn't a bad thing. Sometimes we don't, which is a bad thing. My son Matthew has just come back from a fortnight in India, working with some churches in the southern area of India. And he was telling me that they're seeing a lot of healing there in the name of Jesus. In fact, they have a fully qualified doctor, and the first thing that she does is doesn't reach for prescriptions. She prays for healing in the name of Jesus, and they're seeing it. But she operates in faith. She has the knowledge of the power of the name of Jesus. Now, Peter and John didn't get away lightly with this. If you read on, they got arrested by the leaders of the temple. Oops. On the next day, the rulers, elders, and experts in the law came together in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others who were members of the high priest's family. After making Peter and John stand in their midst, they began to inquire, by what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, replied, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today for a good deed done to a sick man, by what means this man was healed, Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, this man stands before you healthy. This is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, but has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among people by which we must be saved. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and discovered that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed and recognized these men had been with Jesus. Or another translation says, they were surprised to see how boldly they spoke. They realized that these men had been with Jesus. They didn't only know the name of Jesus and the authority of that name, but they had been with Jesus. Now, they were also endued with power. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, it says. This is the Peter who denied Jesus. And yet on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was sent in power, this same Peter stood up and preached in the power of the Spirit, and 3,000 people were added to the church that day. Which is interesting, because when God gave the commandments back in the Old Testament, And the people set up a golden calf and started to worship it. 3,000 people were killed. Interesting numbers. And on the day of Pentecost, when God came in power in the Holy Spirit, 3,000 were added. Now, there's a lot of confusion about baptism in the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Holy Spirit in power. I like to use an illustration. Very simple. Imagine a glass. Symbolic of you or me. And a bit of dirt in the bottom of it. That's the dirt and muck that's in our lives. And imagine a tap with water flowing. You go under that tap and you receive of the flowing of God. The giving of His Holy Spirit. And you can then tip out and receive of what you have been given. And you can influence people with the Holy Spirit that God has placed in your life. But after a while, you tip out and you start to get dry. And the muck's there. They go back and you stay under the tap till you're filled with the Spirit. And then ministry to others is a lot easier. You can tip out and it's easier. But hey, you still get dry and the muck's still there in the bottom. Now if you go and you stay under the flow of that tap, what happens to the muck in the bottom? Gets washed out. And ministering to others is not difficult because it happens. What is flowing in is flowing out again. You're filled, it's flowing out. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptizo, I immerse in the Greek. Baptizo. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is just being immersed in the Spirit of God. Letting God flow through you. Out to others. And that's what happened to Peter on the day of Pentecost. And the power of the name became real. In our lives, sometimes it's hard to grasp the reality of that name. We think, well, that happened 2,000 years ago. I read about it. Yeah, I'll come. I'll acknowledge it happened. I'll acknowledge that Jesus died for my sin. For my shortcomings. And I'll go on Sundays and I'll do that. And then I'll live for the rest of the week in what I've done on Sunday. Hello. If you have breakfast one day a week, how long are you going to last? George? Not long. You get sick? You like your breakfast, don't you? So do I. If you have breakfast 7 days a week, you're going to be a lot healthier, aren't you? But just breakfast won't carry you through either. You need to be feeding all day. And look like me. So it is spiritually. We need to feed on God. We need to feed on His Word. Not just one day a week. Not just coming and saying, look, yes, I acknowledge this. What we need to do is to be with Jesus. At least once a day. But meditate on the Word of God. Someone said to me once, meditating is like worrying. So worry the Word. Think about it. Think about little bits of it that God brings to your mind. Spend time in it, reading it, even if you don't understand it. Because how can God give you understanding if you don't have the Word there in the first place? As you meditate on the Word, He will give it to you. Because He sent the Holy Spirit to teach us all things. Go forward in the strength of the Lord. And I'd like you to think of it as going forward in the name of the Lord. And I'd like you to think about what it is to embrace that name of God. We pray. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we say it so glibly. Do we stop and consider what we are saying? What we are asking in the name of Jesus? The authority of that name. And it's an authority not to be taken lightly. Father, as we go forward into our week, let us go forward with a fresh realization of the authority of the name of Jesus. Today and tomorrow and tomorrow. We ask it in that mighty name. Change our hearts. Change our lives. Make us who you want us to be. We surrender ourselves to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.